fans of Parkinson, you know, one of the greatest chat shows this country's ever had. You ever watch an episode of that where Parky be sort of filling for 5 minutes?
7:40. My schedule says 7:45.
I'm sorry, that's just the one that he just penciled in.
In the middle
my
of that record.
My schedule said 7:35. First part of the interview with David Tennant.
In the middle of that underplayed record that you've just had on, that I've never heard on the radio before, that's when I arrived.
Well, you're finally here. Good morning, David
Tennant. Good morning. It's lovely to be here.
And David has come this morning dressed as a pen pal from France.
It's quite something, isn't it?
Here he is. Good morning, Jean-Claude. Un meet à La Rochelle.
Bonjour.
Wow, it's a very colourful outfit today.
Do you like these? These are my new favourite trousers.
Now, what colour is that? Would you call that a butterscotch?
I wouldn't have called it a butterscotch, but now you've called it a butterscotch, I'm quite persuaded by that description.
What hue would you call that, Rich?
I think the actual hue for artists is burnt ochre, I think you'll find.
Isn't it burnt, wouldn't that be darker, a burnt ochre?
Max, you're a lady, what colour is that?
I'm sorry about this, David, but I'm going to say a salmon pink.
That is not a pink!
Definitely a salmon pink. That is not a pink.
I tell you what it's looked like. It's looked like salmon pink has been washed with a butterscotch jumper or maybe a nice blouse of your missus, and that's the colour that's been left.
Well, I'm quite happy. Happy with them.
It's not. They're very nice.
They are lovely.
Always
David
fashionable.
Like them.
No, it's,
Maggie,
it looks great. But with a blue t-shirt with
stripes,
yellow stripes,
yeah,
and then a blue blazer.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you here for the Olympics? You look very, very dapper.
Yeah, you're very kind.
You look very, very nice. So listen, tell us about the movie. I've been reading up on it. It is a hoo-hoos of British talent. You've got Hugh Grant is in this as the pirate captain.
Yeah.
So it's an Aardman thing.
It's an Aardman thing. Yeah. You know, Chicken Run, Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
And this is their latest offering. So it's all the stop motion little puppets. It's brilliant.
So, and you obviously would have got involved on the stop motion stuff as well. You would have been there with Nick Park. Sort of going, David,
sleeves
can you move
up
the left arm, please?
Yeah. No, that's that. I feel slightly embarrassed being hauled out to promote this because, I did, you know, 5 sessions in a voiceover studio and really the real genius is these people who take 3 years of their lives.
Yeah, but people aren't interested in that, are they? So what, you weren't there, because otherwise it would be the hardest thing to ever make. You weren't there real time when he's there moving the arm up.
Doing one syllable at a time.
So is that work then? He would do all his bits and you just had the voice.
Yeah, we did like a couple of rehearsal runs where we recorded the script and they took that away and used that to start the animation, I suppose. Yeah. And then we would come back every so often it took over 2 years, I think.
And it's Morph in this one.
Morph isn't featured in this, no.
Okay.
But it's directed by Peter Lord, who is the man who brought you Morph.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so what's the idea? Is it something to do with the Pirate King Awards?
Yeah, the Pirate King. Pirate Captain is not a particularly successful pirate, and his dream is to win Pirate of the Year.
Yeah.
So him and his crew of misfits kind of go plundering.
It's a great idea for a kids' movie. Yeah. What kids, I love this.
Yeah.
You know, and Easter's coming
up. Exactly, yeah. And they don't manage to... initially they're having trouble getting the right booty and then they come across Charles Darwin's
when you don't mean booty, you mean bounty. Be careful, because I know you're going on Radio 1, you're trying to obviously drop some of the language you might do over there. Booty's what they say they say that for backside for ladies.
That's the new definition, but booty
old
means
school.
You know, yeah, exactly. I'm old school, I'm pirates.
You mean bounty.
Pirates were always after a bounty.
They were never
and
after booty,
booty
unless
it's
you're talking about... Nick Hartman has now made an X-rated claymation.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about the booty term.
No.
I think women might find it offensive.
Yeah. This is your date. This is your booty gate.
Sunday, yeah.
Can you call the sun on Sunday?
What have I stepped into?
Burnt orange by the look of those pants.
Yeah, there you go.
And you are the young Charlie Darwin.
I'm Charles Darwin, yeah.
So the accent isn't...
It's not Paisley in this one, no.
What is it then?
It's a little more...
Oh, hello there, yes.
Exactly, that's it. That's
really?
Pretty much exactly it.
I could have undercut you by a couple of hundred quid in this game.
You know, I was really expensive.
Charlie Darwin, yeah.
Yeah. You could have done that.
Can
I don't
we
know why...
have a little bit of the young Charlie D?
What, a Darwin off?
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear your one.
I think that you'll find that's a baboon's kidney. It's all a bit like that.
You know who's channeled there?
Go on.
Oh, Betty.
Yeah, Michael Crawford.
It's Michael Crawford. Frank, what is going on with you, by the way? Are you finding that off-putting?
It looks a little bit like he's a burns victim now. You've plastered this stuff all over his face.
If you've just joined the show, I have a facial twitch this morning.
Yeah.
My upper lip is out of control, as is my right eyelid, and we've had to put surgical tape over my face to keep it under control.
I haven't seen any twitching. No, either the tape's working very well.
The tape is working.
Right.
Yeah.
Take the tape off and then you can show David.
Oh, that's going to hurt. That's going to smart.
Oy! Oy! That's his upper lip and the eyebrow one as well. Oh. Oh, there we go, crikey. Now, right, let's just see if it's... Maybe it's cured it and reset your face. Like a control alt delete for the visage.
I'm not seeing anything. It looks pretty good.
You must have seen that. He just did it. See?
What, that? I thought that was a joke.
No, he can't help himself.
No, I can't help it. No.
It's quite sexy though. It's like a little pirate.
Yeah, but I'm not wanting to do that to you.
I tell you what it looks like. You're on the lookout for some pirate booty. I tell you what, you know you've got Siri.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you ask Siri, what does booty mean, Rich? Okay. Okay.
There you go.
All right, let's find out what Siri says about this. We'll come back after this song, find out what actually booty does mean and what DT has ever got himself into now. It's Green Day on Absolute Radio 7:53. Our guest this morning is David Tennant.